Paul finished right, didn't he? I won't tell you why he finished right, because he started right. Acts chapter 9, let's stand together for a few minutes. Page 1160. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters of Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way. I want to stop and just say a word. I'm of the way. I'm one of them, praise God. And I want to be identified with church. The Bible said whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Our Heavenly Father, I am grateful tonight for the opportunity that we have to gather around the Word of God. I thank you for these 400 years of celebration. We'll praise you for the preserved English Bible. Lord, we thank you for it. And Lord, tonight on behalf of this congregation, I pray in a supernatural way beyond the realm of flesh that you would arrest the attention of the listeners. I pray for children that are here this evening, that it wouldn't just be an endurance for them to have to go through this service, but I pray it'd be an enjoyment for them. As well as the aged and the men of God, I pray that you'd cultivate an appetite for spiritual things. For you said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. So I pray for a hungering and a thirsting for truth these next few minutes. And I pray, God Almighty, that you'd give me backbone to say everything that I ought to say. Lord, I know the fear of man's a snare. And so I pray for boldness, Holy Ghost boldness, to say everything I ought to say. But then I pray for discernment and wisdom not to say anything that wouldn't bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to exhort saints to go on for you and exalt the Savior. Lord, I do pray for the lost that may be here. We're naive to think everybody in here is saved. But Lord, I pray on this Tuesday night, this first Tuesday night of January in the year 2011, if they be any lost and undone in our midst, I pray old-timey Holy Ghost conviction would show them their need of a Savior. And I pray God Almighty tonight that this be the last night that they're lost. Let them come to know you as their Savior. Now, I stand where the arm of flesh has failed me, and I realize it'll fail me. And all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down. And so I yield myself to you from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I desire to be empowered by the blessed Holy Ghost. Give me unction, and Lord Jesus, we'll thank you for the results that we see. For we ask you in the name that's above every name, in the name of our soon coming King, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can be seated. I'm glad, praise God, when a question is proposed in the Scripture or a question is proposed outside the boundary of God's Word, that the Bible has the answer. They ain't no question you'll ever ask that God doesn't have the answer for. Amen. There's not anything too hard for God. There's nothing you can trick him up on. I'm telling you, for with God, all things are possible. I mean, he's an omniscient God. Amen. He knows it all. I mean, you don't trick God. You can't foul God up. He's got the answer to every question. And one of the greatest questions I believe that's ever across the lips of a newborn convert was asked in this day as Paul on that road to Damascus breathed these words early on in his conversion. He says over in verse number 6, he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You know, I believe with all my heart 21st century Christendom has come full circle back to that question. I mean, we think we know what to do. Amen. I mean, TBN and Jan and Paul Crouch, they'll tell you one thing to do. And old Bon Jovi looking, kinky haired Joel Osteen, he'll tell you something else to do. Amen. You got a lot of options. The charismatics tell you one thing. Amen. And that old dead Baptist to tell you another thing. Say amen. And hey, I'm as much against them dead Baptists as I am in charismatics. Say amen. They have a form of godliness. I'm going to say a word about that in just a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I want to tell you a good question to ask this time of the year as we embark on a new year. You ought to finish the year right. You're going to have to start her right, bless God. Amen. You can't start messed up and expect everything to pan out all right. Oh, praise God. When he got saved, Brother Harold, he asked a good question. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Several things by way of introduction. His question was not proposed to the crowd. You better not ask people what they want you to do. I wouldn't take a vote of confidence in my church over my dead body. Everybody in there wants me to resign. Look up in here. Hey, only time they pat me on the back is to wipe off a place to stab. Only reason they ain't voted me out, they're too scared to. Somebody say amen. Y'all look up in me. Hey, you better not ask people what they think. Oh yeah. You better not even ask yourself. I'm so tired of this propagation of humanistic philosophy that's being pounded in the minds of our children. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You better not believe in yourself. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, God bless you, and he shall direct thy path. You better be careful asking what yourself what to do. Amen. Oh, we're trying to see where everybody else is going. But Paul asked a good question. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I want you to notice tonight quickly. First thing he said, be involved. Read with me, if you will, as we continue in verse 7. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord in a vision, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Let me say that the primary answer to the question, what you want me to do, is to be involved. He said these two words say a whole lot. Arise and go. Amen. It's a bunch of lazy Christianity. God help us. Won't hit a lick of the snake, bless God. They hang on to Matthew 9:38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, but they stop right there. You don't just pray a man, bless God. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest. He did send for the laborers into his harvest. Amen. I'm telling you, for the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. The problem's not with the harvest, the problem with the laborers. Amen. The fields are white unto harvest. They're ready. We got so many laborers. Hey, be involved. His involvement was threefold. Number one, he said be involved with the place. He said, go down yonder to Straight Street. Independent, fundamental, premillennial, missionary, King James only, slobber slanging, sweat wiping, high blood pressure, bug eyed, gravy sopping, biscuit eating, bus running, door knocking, Baptist church, and you'll find the place to get started. I'm going to help you tonight. I'm going to answer some of your questions, some of you young people. I just don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Get involved in a place. I'm sold out to the church. I'm a local New Testament church. Amen. Visible body. Amen. I'm talking about, I'm about local church. Everything I know about Jesus, I learned in church. Amen. I got saved in church. I got baptized on the authority of a New Testament church. I went to Sunday school in a church. I met my wife in a church. I got married in a church. Bless God, I'm for the church. Amen. We're living under such, underbinding of the parachurch bloodsuckers. Everybody believes in pastoral authority until it's exercised. You ever know about that parachurch bunch? We just want to be under the authority of a church so they can get support from some churches until the pastor exercises authority. Then they got to go find another church to get under. It's preaching time now. Hey, I believe whatsoever the church binds on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever things the church looses on earth will be loosed in heaven. Say amen. Amen. We bound the prom in our church. We don't have a Christian school. Everybody goes to public school. We bound proms. Ain't nobody in our church going to be in our church and go to a prom. Everybody okay? We bound the prom. Hey, it didn't take but two or three that were gathered either to have to do it. We didn't have to have a vote on it. Two or three bound it. Is everybody okay? Where two or three gathered by name, there I'll be in the midst of it. Whatsoever they shall bind. Amen. Amen. Everybody okay? Hey, get involved in a place. I wouldn't join the Coon Hunters Club. I wouldn't be involved in Girl Scouts. Anything that, and you bunch of ring wearing lodge members, look up in here. You got more devotion to that bunch of junk than you do God. Something's wrong. I don't care what kind of handshake you give me. Amen. I'm against it and say come in here against it and I'll leave out of here against it. Bunch of worshipful master talk. God help. That sounds like worship to me. That sounds like religion. That sounds like religion to me. Amen, amen, amen. I would not lend my credibility to any other institution outside a local church. What wilt thou have me to do? Go down to Straight Street Church. I'm a preacher. If I wasn't one, I'm convinced today, Brother Harold, that I would still hang around a church. I like church. I like everything about church. I like going to church. I like being in church. I like leaving church. I just like hanging around, talking to people in the foyer. I like clean up yard days. I ride around, look at the buses. I didn't say a cuss word. I said, look at the buses. I said, look at the buses. I ride around, look at the buses. Hey man, I look at the buses. I walk down through the halls. I'm convinced, not that I'm any better than anybody else, but I love the church. I like what goes on at church. Bless God, if the church is having a rooster fight, you ought to bring one. Say amen. Whatever's happening at church, look up in here. I'm so sick of this divided loyalty. We're having home family night. If it's revival week, every night's family night at the church. You taught your children, look up in here, that there's something more important than the church. The only thing Jesus started while he was here. Don't get so wrapped up in that home thing, you forget what Jesus started. He says you're going to have to forsake your father and mother. Uh-oh, we King James. All we talk about, home this, home that, gotta have our home family night. Look up in here. They can't even send you, hey, listen to me. If you think your kids are too good to go to Sunday school at this church, look up in here. If you think your kids are too good to go to Sunday school that this church authorizes, hey, you got the problem. We run that crowd off from our church. They come in, they think they're going to like us because we're old-timey. They think we got some standards that they're going to like it. Hey, but our standards are biblical. We don't make them up as we go. Your little old, hey, look up, your little demon-possessed homeschool kid ain't no better than my public school kid. Look up in here. Don't you get mad, ma'am. Look, it's a wife that always gets mad. Husband, roosted on the bedpost at night, got to get permission. Hey! When you can go to a seminar, look up in here, and undermine, come back, try to tell the pastor what to do, you got the problem, hoss. I see it everywhere I go. Think they're better than everybody. Hey, I want to talk to you, man. You Christian school ain't no better than anybody. Hey, man, it ain't about school. It's upon this rock I'll build my school. That's what's wrong now. The tail's wagging the dog. Half the meetings I go to have been killed out of the start. Let me give you the typical. I ain't got past the first sub point of this point. They walk up for 30. Well, now the senior class is having a bake sale, and then the juniors are going. And all Granny and Papa sitting in there. They ain't got nothing to do with that. And for 30 minutes, you got to hear a bunch of rigmarole about class. I hate school. Look up in here. I hate the fact my kids got to go to any school. I can't stand school. Look up in here. Somebody help me. And then got to go to church to have to hear a bunch of that junk. Say amen, bless God. Hey! It's the main thing. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. Let me tell you what the main thing is, the church. I'm so sick of this kingdom age. We're building up the kingdom. No, we're not building any kingdoms. His kingdom's to come. We ain't in no kingdom. That's all them Pentecostals and charismatic and apostolics talk about. The kingdom, gonna be kingdom, kingdom outreach worship center. Bless God, if it's gonna be a church, call it a church. I get lost sometimes going to meetings and they could pick such and such a ministries. No, a ministry is a function of a church. A ministry is a sanctioned function of a local church. Is everybody okay? He equips the saints to do the work of the ministry. How do they do it? Under the authority of a New Testament Baptist church, bless God. If I thought to look up in here, bless God, I'm Baptist born, Baptist bred. When I die, I'll be Baptist dead. Amen. If I thought there was anything closer to an independent Baptist church than the church of Jerusalem and Acts, I'd quit today and join it. I'm not ashamed of it. Everybody okay? The place. Get involved. Make the focal point. Make the nucleus of your life the local church. Everything you do, first see what they're doing at church. Anybody that would plan a vacation without looking at the church calendar, you're no more right with God than Judas Iscariot was. Amen! Anybody who has that much disregard, I'm telling you, if it's happening here, be here. Paul saturated his life with church. All he was about was church. You'll be better off than you'll finish right. Hey, when you start right, be involved with a place. I ain't said enough about it yet. I need to say more about the church. Oh, I love it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What a great, by the way, it's not an organization. She's an organism. Church is alive. It ain't no club. And we need to exercise church discipline too when it's time. I'm not for trying to brag about who we run off, but God help this thing's become just nothing but a popular club. I believe in calling names in church. I believe the pastor ought to call names, bring on the suits. Been sued several times for calling names. Y'all listen to me? Still calling them. I've got to call a couple when I get back home. Amen. I plan on it. Hey, I plan on it. You can't have a crowd and not have a church. Everybody happy. Got a little suggestion box in the back. What would you like me to preach on? Ain't no church about that. Church, man, it's a place of authority. I say a lot about it. Praise God, Brother Scott. We ought to anchor in a place. Amen. You'll be involved in a place. He said, go down to Straight Street. Let me say, he was involved in a purpose. Verse number 14 tells about the scare that Ananias had, but the Lord said, I've chosen him a vessel unto me. He said, he's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. I want to say, we have a purpose. They were first called Christians over yonder at Antioch. But I'm going to tell you something, I'm glad to bear the name Christ. We have a purpose in life. Get back, listen to me. It's gotten so now, everything's egotistical. I gag on what I see at somebody's life. And I'm for growing. Don't understand. I'm for crowds. I'm for Bibles, for numbers. You got a book called Numbers. Somebody say amen. I was with a fellow the other day. I said, how many did y'all have Sunday? We don't count. We let the Lord count. He's trying to sound spiritual. I said, how big was your offering? They count what they think's important. Everybody okay? It sounds spiritual. I'm for reaching all we can reach, but I've learned a long time. Hey, you go to some of these bigger works, it's all, most places I go, they got a big bust of somebody, head and shoulders. You know, I'm a nine commandment man, but I mean, I thought that thou shalt not make any graven images. I ain't for that junk. It's wonderful to raise money to pay for a building with somebody's name that meant something to the church, but God help, man, I couldn't build a Curtis Hudson outhouse. They done raised money and built so many buildings on my dead daddy's name. Everywhere I go, got a Curtis Hudson building. Everybody okay? And I love him. He's been a great mentor to me, but it ain't about Curtis Hudson or Jack Howells. Hey, look up. It ain't about Mays Jackson. I tell you what it's about. It's about Jesus Christ. To bear my name. We've become so egotistic. Everywhere you got to have somebody's names. This is somebody's pictures. God help us. All I hear is this talk, legacy. I got to leave a leg. I ain't leaving their legacies. I'm not about legacies. It ain't about me. It's about the God who saved me and lift me up out of a horrible pit and set my feet on a solid rock and established my going and put a new song in my heart. Hey, it's bigger than that, friend. Oh, we got something that's all about us. Every time somebody stand up, I got word now, I'm embarrassing people, all that bunch of junk. Drink your Kool-Aid. Bunch of Jim Jones, bunch of freaks. Somebody say amen. Sickening. I tell you who it's about. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It's about him. Amen. He came unto his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He had a purpose. I got called to preach. My daddy handed me two books early on. He said, you'd learn them books and have a Bible, you'll have something to preach. And I was instilled early on when God called me about a divine purpose. You understand? It ain't about your daughter getting to play the cello. We have families come visit our church. We're looking for a church where our family can show off. That's what they mean to say. Where we can showcase our family's talents. Well, we want to use them if they're good enough. Somebody told me the other day, said, we want to help you with, thank God sent us to help you with your music program. I said, can you play a steel guitar? Well, of course not. I said, well, then God ain't sent you. We got everything but a steel. Say amen. Amen. Everybody okay? It ain't about you showcasing the flute. And my daughter getting the same. It's bigger than that. Amen. It's bigger than your family. Now, let's kink in some of these people in here. You need to hear this. Churches, they'll come join our church and they'll say stuff like this. We're just glad we found a place to raise our family. And I've embarrassed them. I said, well, you're at the wrong place. Purpose of church ain't to raise families. The home's to raise families. You need to go over Franklin Road, cross town. They into that. Look up, we ain't into that. We into church. We in, bless God, I said we into church! Amen! Some of y'all ain't getting it, but you need to get it. I ain't going no further till you do get it. I know when I ain't much of a fisherman, but I know when I get hung up on a stump, I just keep circling until I pull off. Somebody say amen. It ain't about your family. It's a purpose. We're Christians. We're to bear Christ. Amen. It ain't about scholarships to college. Everything's taking the place of the church. Upon this rock, I'll build my college. Now we got colleges telling the church how to run things. Hey, the college better call to get permission how to do something. These bunch of renegades, bunch of outlaws under no authority. Got a wife or a husband telling them, look up in here. No more God. Ain't no God help us. Y'all pray for me. I'll say the right thing. I feel like I ought to say some things. Hey! Hey! It's about a purpose, my friend. Be involved in something bigger than you. Amen. Be involved in a place. Arise and go. Be involved in a purpose. Be involved with people. He said, because he's going to bear my name to kings, Gentiles, children of Israel. You know, the ministry would be all right if it wasn't for the people. Is it Acts 26:22? Somebody look that up for me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to the small and the great, saying none other things than Moses and the prophets did say should come. Witnessing both to the small and the great. I wished I could pick my crowd. Everybody drive a four-wheel drive. Have a camouflage shirt on. Hey man, the gun in the back window. Mud on the fenders. Dog box in the bed. They'd say in our, up our, and over our. Yuns. Wouldn't say you guys. I can't stand a bunch of you guys. It makes me want, nothing sounds more effeminate than a Southerner saying guys. Southerners don't say guys. That's leftover baggage from the Northern invasion. I won't take a stand this year. If I'm standing, I'm going to stand against guys. Look up, if you're a true Southerner, it's y'all. The plural of y'all is all y'all. The possessive of y'all is y'allses. Is that y'allses? It's yuns or yunses. Somebody help me. All this guys. I'm trying to make a point here. Something about a purpose. People, if I could pick my crowd. But it said witnesses both to the small and the great. I pastor in a college town. 27,000 students at Middle Tennessee State University. Most everybody that lives in the city limits is some way connected to that college. When we go door-to-door evangelism knocking, you go, I mean, it's oftentimes, hey, I'm Tony Hudson, pastor of Middle Tennessee Baptist Church. I'm visiting the area. Wonder if you had a, I'm Dr. So-and-so, professor of psychology over at the college. And I go, oh, okay. All right. Let's see, youngs. It's easy to be intimidated. But we don't have a choice. Every creature needs a preacher. I don't get to pick and choose my color. I don't get to pick and choose my type. I look up in here. I got to go after every creature. Going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things once they've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. You don't have the option. witnessing both of the small and the great. I'll never forget one Sunday. And we got an old-fashioned church. I don't apologize for it. I promote it. And, it's a building full that day. And our building, Scott and him sung many times. Some of y'all been to our church. When we were right across the street from the college. We were across the street. In fact, the college bought our building when we moved. They bought our facilities. We're that close. The president's house said, I was a neighbor to the college president. Our parsonage was the neighboring house to the college president, Dr. Sidney McPhee. I'll never forget, his wife was a doctor. She taught my daughter in the second grade, Miss McPhee, Dr. McPhee. She is a doctor. I'll never forget one Sunday morning, I was on the platform, and I looked back there, and here they come walking in. I'm talking about she had on a hat, dress fit to kill. Is everybody listening to me? And I was thinking, oh. This was one Sunday I said, oh God, I hope they play some of that Pensacola music today. Everybody's okay. I know where I'm at. God, let it be a Bob Jones type service. Whatever you do, God, don't let it get on. And then they started walking down the aisle and I said, oh no. They're coming too close to the front. And they stopped and turned to their right, went in and sat right in front of one of my shouting women. April. Sister April. Man, she gets out yonder. Amen. And I'm going, oh, me. This ain't going to be good. I said, what y'all singing this morning? They told me one of them. I said, I'd pick another. Finally, the choir got to singing. There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. 'Tis the lovely name of Jesus. I heard April. Ooh. I said, no. She said, ooh, ooh. She gets to shaking in hands before she gets happy. I said, They hurried up. I said, quartet, y'all come sing one. They started, if some morning I am gone from this vale of tears, I'm going home to live again. I am going on a trip. When I say goodbye, I'll live again over on the other side. I'll live again over on that golden strand. I said, I looked over and I seen my mama, and tears started coming down the side of her face. And I'm talking about like all at once, like they done planned this thing. It let out like Comanche Indians. Whoa! It got out yonder. Somebody said, why didn't you set them down? Because I didn't stand them up. That's why I didn't set them down. Amen. For 15 minutes, the glory of God fell in that building. It got real. I done forgot where I was. Didn't know president or no president. I done throwed my Bible up by the ribbon and swinging it around my head. Hey, it got good in there. I was going to preach on love. When it got through, I said, turn to Luke 16. The rich man died, and in hell he lifted his eyes. Man, I preached for an hour and a half on hell. I forgot they was in there. When I got to the back door, listen to me. Dr. McPhee came by. Miss McPhee, I could see tear-stained cheeks. With quivering lips, both of them said, oh my, how we needed that this morning. I'm going to tell you something. People need the Lord. It's about people. Amen. Don't you get that prideful thing. You're too good. Your family's too good. I'm telling you, you'll breed some Phariseeism. You'll never get out of those children. Hey, I'm telling you, it's about reaching people. Amen. I had them too. Well, I just don't like your new converts. They all smell like cigarettes. Well, you ain't no better. Look up in here. Somebody say, man, I had a lady leave our church because she said all them new converts smoking said she was allergic to it. I tell you what she's allergic to. She's allergic to Holy Ghost filled preaching. She's allergic to truth, what she's allergic to. Hey, man, she's allergic to truth. That old time religion will do two things. It'll attract the crowd. Bless God, it'll repel some. Amen! What you gonna do, Paul? Lord, what would thou have me to do? I tell you what you do, be involved. Let's read on a minute. The Bible said in verse 17, Ananias went his way and entering into the house, verse 17, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, by the way, there's evidence you ain't got to be baptized to be a brother. Be a brother Saul before he got baptized. That'll mess up him apostolics and Camelites. The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, had sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, had it been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Not only do I believe the answer to that question is to be involved, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? But the answer is revealed in these verses, to be indwelt. Baptists is so scared of the Holy Ghost. I preach in a few Bible colleges along. You know, they endure me. And I'll go in there and you'll watch it. I can say Holy Ghost. And you ought to see the professors. They go to looking down. It's like it makes them nervous. They just say Holy Ghost. Did you know Church of God people ain't the only ones who can say Holy Ghost? Holy Spirit's good. I like Holy Spirit. When it says Holy Spirit, I'll read Holy Spirit. But when it says Holy Ghost, I'm going to read Holy Ghost. I ain't going to change it for them. I never seen such an apology for emotion today. What do you think you was made in? The image of the devil? Some of you sit on your hands to keep them raised a while ago when they was singing them good songs. Grieve not the Spirit of God whereby you're sealed to their redemption. Quench not the Spirit. Resist not the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is as real as Jesus is real. I'm bothered by this attack on the Holy Ghost by our educators. Christian religious academia has taken a blatant attack on the Holy Ghost. That's what they say, the third person of the Godhead. Who gave you right to call him third? I can't find nowhere in the Bible he's third to nothing. All my life, the third person of the Godhead. Where'd you get that? Co-equal, co-existent. There's no jockeying for position among the Godhead. Y'all don't like this because, see, y'all been steeped in it. All us Baptists have, and it's wicked. The dearest friend, page 150 in our red book, the dearest friend you'll ever have. That blessed paraclete, that one that walks along beside, that indwelling Holy Ghost. The reason our children are so carnal, they know nothing about the Holy Ghost. They've learned to perform Christianity. In these Christian schools, they've learned to perform it. They've learned to put on a show. They have their thought, because if the bell rings, preaching's got to stop because the bell rung. There ain't no Holy Ghost within 1,000 miles of a bell ring and God left. I know things ought to be done decent in order, but since when did you become the high sheriff to decide what's decent and in order? I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost told me to jump over this cross pulpit and land that plant of that altar and be decent and in order. Amen. Oh, yes. Holy Ghost. Be indwelt with a person. And it ain't no it. He ain't no it. I never was so appalled when, after Obama, I was appalled when Obama got voted in, but I was appalled. I never was. Turn them lights back on, bless God. Hey, it ain't time to quit. Bless, what is this? Dim light stick smoking, loud, loud music. Get the lights on. Somebody say amen. Everybody looking up in here. That's just the devil trying to distract. I was going to say something real good about Obama. Hussein, Barack, Allah, Muhammad, Hussein, Barack, Obama, Allah, Muhammad, Ali, Cassius Clay, Hussein. Amen. His name is, hey, his grandmother didn't call him that, called him Barry. Somebody say amen. I still call him Barry. Amen. Look up in here. Everybody okay? What was the talk about, Brother Scott? about the Holy Ghost. And no, that bunch of out of hell television preacher, what's his name, that Blacken? Big old fat Blacken? Look up in here. Yeah, I thought you'd know, sir. Whoop. You had to bite. Don't you know I knew who it was, man? God help Scott knew not to say nothing. Oh, T.D. Jakes got on there. That's what he said after he prayed for our president. Said, the force be with you. Force my hind leg. He's the Holy Ghost. He ain't no it. It's a person of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're foreign to Him. We're scared of Him. We've quenched Him so much. We've quenched it so much out of our church you can't even have a worship service. It can't get real. It's got to be just once or twice a year. Under an arbor with, you know, got to be a tent. Like the Holy Ghost can't come in here. Got to have overalls. Got to be old-fashioned Sunday before somebody shouts. I tell you what that is. That's blatant mockery. That's blasphemy, bless God. Hey, this thing ain't for some kind of sideshow. This is the real thing. They called our church the other day and said, now when is y'all's old-fashioned service? Old Doris Beers, my secretary, said, it's Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and every night of the revival. Amen! Jeremiah 6:16 said, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. Amen! Be indwelt with a person. The Bible goes on to tell us in this story, that when he had received his sight, being dwelt with a perception. This year, start seeing something. Some of us can't see big. Can't see big. I had a fellow tell me, he's sincere, good brother. He's naive. You can't have no old-fashioned church if you run over 200. You know what that is? That's blatant ignorance. So I guess the church at Jerusalem, 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. Help me, somebody. Now, I know a lot of large churches are dead, but a lot of little ones are dead, too. How do you see it? Just like my preaching tonight. How do you see it? If you're sitting by somebody that's critical, I'd move. I'd get up. My wife, she'd been jabbing me. I'd get up and move from her. How do you see it? Spend all that money. I can't believe bringing all them singers and they fly and these preachers. We could have just had a little old dead something. He's trying to start the year off right. He's trying to build a fire under you. This is a wise investment. Well, this is good use of God's money. It's trying to help you, bless God, maintain course in a world of adversity. Hey, you need this tonight. How do you see it? I preach a lot of places that, you know, it's a novelty to have that kind of preaching. I'm going to go because I'm going to tell you something. There may be one or two young preacher boys out there that say, I want some of that. And it don't take but one or two to turn a world upside down. Amen. Being dwelt with a person. Being dwelt with a perception. Being dwelt with a power. Said after he was strengthened. I know it makes application there to the physical. But I want to say something to you. Hey, the joy of the Lord's our strength. After you've suffered a while, said he'll establish you, strengthen you, and settle you in Peter. I don't know exactly how it goes, Brother Biddle does. Amen. And all the revelations. Say amen. Look up here. What about power? Religions become powerless. Baptist people are scared of anointing with oil, like it ain't Bible. It'd be hard felt to find a bottle of oil in most Baptist churches. Everybody looking at me cockeyed. I preach before I come in, I preach when I leave here. We're scared of the power. Here's what the Bible said about some of our crowd. It said, They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They don't want nothing real, nothing they can't make, nothing they can't manipulate, nothing they can't turn the buttons up on. Nothing they can't turn down and control. I like when meeting gets on where I just have to step back out of the way. But they, I like it like that. I'm saying we're scared of the power. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. That power of God. He said, I didn't come, here's what we got now, Brother Harold, and you know it's truth. A lot of places we travel, they got them word only preachers. Paul said, I didn't come to you in word only. Now, word's good. Gotta have it. But doctrine, orthodox doctrine, absent from unction, look at me. Worthless. It gets no results. Paul said, see, we got a lot of word only. I get invited to these conferences, you know, where it's word only. And they say the same things we say and believe. Look up in here. And I know you ain't got to sweat through three layers of clothes to be spirit-filled. I know it ain't got to be loud. Look up in here. Look up in here. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a difference between unction and power and dead religion. And the Bible said, from such a crowd, turn away from them. I'm turning away from that crowd that mocks and makes fun of the Holy Ghost. I've heard them make fun of the Holy Ghost. They talk about getting happy. If he ever got a dose of it, he'd quit making fun of it. Let's say amen. If his wife would get happy, he'd be happy too. All this women can't shout, women can't smile, women can't look up in here. God, where'd you get that out of the Bible? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Let me say a few words about that. I want my youngins to want to come to church. I got two shouting Baptist daughters. I got a junior in high school. Hey, she don't care who's there. If she gets full, you've seen her shout, Brother Biddle. Hey, y'all seen her. If she gets full, she don't ask permission. My oldest daughter, she's not a shouter, but she knows big woods from brush. She knows a saw log from a sapling. She knows when it's real. She can sense out flesh, and she can sense out manipulated worship. All that testify when I point at you. Got everything wrote down 3 months ahead. God ain't within 1,000 miles of a service like that. Look up in here. Amen! No power. I was preaching. Can I preach on, y'all? It's too late now. I'm preaching. Anybody needs to leave, go ahead and leave. I'm driving home further than anybody else tonight. Say amen. Hey! I was in Atlanta preaching. And while I got to preaching, about halfway through, is it a well-known preacher? Everybody knows him. He's in the periodicals. They had me there for old-fashioned service, you know. Old-time something. And about halfway back, this old boy started getting white as a ghost while I was preaching. He was under conviction. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember conviction? Does anybody remember conviction? Does anybody in here remember being under conviction? Would you raise your hand if you remember being under conviction? I hope to God you remember, because no conviction, no conversion. And he got white, peaked looking, and about he got to quivering all over while I was preaching, and I was about in the middle of my message, and in a minute he just pushed his way out and come to the altar. He fell down, and literally, he was bouncing. You ain't got to bounce in the altar to get saved, but this dude was bouncing. And you know, I kept preaching. I thought any minute, you know, they had a whole furniture store up on that platform. They had the assistant and the associate, and I don't know, but can anybody help me? What is the difference between an assistant and an associate? Except how you spell it. One takes out the trash, the other vacuums the carpet. I don't know. Had the assistant and the associate, and then had the youth director. Then had the chairman of the board of deacons. I can't find that in the Bible either. Every time I turn my back, two or three women leave this building. God help. I'm just going to keep preaching this away. Every time I turn my back, a woman leaves this building. Ain't going to be nothing but men left in here in a minute. Any other women need to leave? God help. Is everybody okay? Where was I before I got so rudely interrupted? And the chairman, I can't find a chairman in the Bible. I can't even find a board. Except when they floated out of Eurocladon after you floated to the bank on board. Then they got the principal. Help me. and in the presence of the college, they had enough degrees up there to make a thermometer. And here's a man wanting to get saved. I looked back after about 10 men to him down there praying. I looked back and he was as white as that man under conviction. I believe God gives his men discernment. If I could read his mind, he was saying, "Oh, sir, you can't come down right now, because we're not saying just as I am. Sir, you're best in this." I could almost see him taking that little sheet of paper and showing him, "Sir, look, you can't. You're too early. Sir, you're going to have to go back because you can't. You're messing us up. You can't, sir. I'm sorry. You got to go back. It ain't time to get saved." Let me tell you, there ain't no wrong time to get saved. If that preacher's got any God on him at all, he's going to want him coming while he's preaching. Amen, God. Amen, amen. Never seen such powerless religion. We got to have these 12 steps to get off drugs now and call it Christian. Don't bow your head, it's preaching time. I don't believe in that junk. Look up in here. I don't believe in that junk. If God can't sober you at an altar, He can't save you at one. Amen. You got to have your psychobabble and your bunch of talks. Got to have another night a week meeting. Can't even get them to come on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Now they got to come on another night. I tell you where counseling starts, at the pulpit. Counseling starts from the pulpit. Counseling starts from the pulpit. Counseling starts from the pulpit. Amen. Undermining the power of God. He was strengthened. We got a bunch of weak churches. Can't stand for nothing. Gotta have everybody. Gotta believe. Gotta do what everybody else is doing. I'm so sick of having to call to get permission.
Dr. So-and-so, would it be okay if I go preach for so-and-so?
Help me. I thought the church had power. Somebody, I ain't through. He was indwelt with a power. Some of y'all done gone. Can I give y'all one more point? My sermons are like a fat woman throwing through a barbed wire fence. A few more points and I'll be through. Amen? Where'd that water go? The Bible tells us, look at it now, verse 20, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God." By the way, Mormons, he is the Son of God. By the way, Jehovah's out of hell witnesses. By the way, Jehovah's out of hell false witnesses. He is the Son of God. I ate fish today for lunch. Fish love water. Verse 21, "But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Christ." I give you this through, I'm through. You want to finish right? I want to finish like Paul finished, but you got to start right. Be involved. You're not going to go wrong selling out of the church. Be indwelt. Let's quit being scared of the Holy Ghost and trying to confine Him, put Him in our little straitjacket, in our little prefabbed idea. I'm not a charismatic. I don't believe in tongue talking. I don't even handle large earthworms. But I ain't scared of the Holy Ghost. But be intense. I want you to notice that word straightway. Right there, that meant right then. By the way, young man, you don't have to go to 4 years of Bible college, 3 years of seminary, if you're called to preach, to preach. I'm not saying that you don't need some education, but I'm saying that's not a requirement to be a preacher. Dispel that idea. Problem is, his mama called and papa sent. Ain't got no fire to warm a sugar's feet. Somebody say amen. Couldn't preach yourself out of a wet paper sack. God help us. I tell you what he had an intensity about him. I believe God wants us to be intense. In light of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, Jesus got up, didn't he? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding. That word means to go beyond the boundary. Abounding means to exceed. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. What about that 2 Corinthians 5:9? Wherefore we labor, whether absent or present, that we may be accepted of Him. I like that one, they that wait upon the Lord. That's not no term of anticipation. Serve you, the waiter, the waitress. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh yeah. Galatians 6:9. But not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sows to the flesh, into the flesh reap corruption. If he sows to the Spirit, of the Spirit reap everlasting. Verse 9. So let us not grow weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Intensity. We're just hit and miss. If it fits in our schedule, if it don't mess up one of our trips to the seminar. Amen. As Bill Gothard said, it was okay. Look up in here. Everybody all right? Then we'll do something. No, it'll be an intensity about what we do. It's whole hog, bless God, this thing. Jesus ain't looking for partial sacrifice. I'm telling you, a living sacrifice. He can't be halfway on. He's going to have to lay it up on that altar. All of them. Have I lost y'all? Is everybody still okay? Now here, I want to get about this intensity. He had an intensity in his message. He had he preached that Jesus is the Son of God. If there's anything I want to intensify in 2011, is the doctrine of the deity of Christ.
Amen.
He ain't a God. He's the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He ain't in the galaxy of Allah. He ain't, I'm telling you, he ain't even in the galaxy of them little G gods. He's a big G God. He's a big L Lord. He's a big J Jesus. He's a big K King. He's a big S Savior. He ain't second place to nine deity. Amen! Ought to preach with intensity our message. The gospel of the Lord. Before I left home, I went by and got my clothes out of, I keep my clothes at church, my preaching clothes. And because I have to change most of the time when I get through preaching most of the time. And I went to get my suits, and when I looked on it, that ordination certificate, it said, ordained into the gospel ministry. And I felt cold chills run over me. I know y'all tired, but I'm feeling pretty good. I want to tell you, I'm so glad I'm here. I got to hear preaching. Then I get to preach. Y'all don't leave. I'll preach outside a little while. I want to tell you, I'm glad that God called me and gave me a message. I got a message. Jesus Christ. I praise God, born to the Virgin, died in our place, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and rose from the dead. I've got a message to preach. We ought to be intense about our message. I say a lot about issues of the day, but that's not my platform. I'm against Russia. But that ain't my message. Amen. It's Jesus and Him crucified. His intense in his method, he preached. There's no substitute for Holy Ghost unction as preaching. When the world in his wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through court and sin. No. Pleased God through a good choir. No. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. To save them. That would be preaching. John the Baptist didn't get his head cut off for picking a banter. Understand, I love it. Man, I almost started crying him picking that banjo. I feel God on that stuff. Y'all ain't got to. I do. Skilled musician, man. I don't care if he was playing under the double eagle. I feel something on it. Somebody say, man, I get a blessing from Brother Joe Clark. At our church, we just call it Brother Joe Clark and call it sacred. Amen. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, we just call it Mount Pisgah Breakdown and tear it up, bless God. Where was I? Something about intent in his method, but it's preaching. with all the mediums that God could have chosen to communicate a message.
Right.
He could have chosen songbirds and that beautiful. But he chose to use the frailty of man. He chose the arm of human instrumentality to communicate the greatest story ever told. I just get excited. I get cold chills thinking about it. Oh, I'm so glad it taught me. I want to do the best I can to preach. Intense in his message. Intense in his message. Intense in his ministry, but he increased the more. Look at me. I'm not going to compromise for a crowd, but I'm going to pray for a crowd. I don't think there's any glory in best God I tell you. I had an evangelist tell me one time, I heard your church is growing. Oh my, best God, I'll come over and send them out for you. I thought, dude, over my dead body. Man, you ain't going to send them out. Ain't no pride in that. I want to reach all I can. While I can. I don't compromise to do it. But old time religion is an attractor as well as a repeller. God, there's still a crowd looking for it. Let me encourage you, preachers. You don't have to go with these bunch of spell groups, bunch of hand clapping, bunch of all that. You don't have to do all that junk. Look up, man. Just stay old fashioned. Just anchor in. Lord, what would they have me to do? Be involved. Let's stand together. Be involved. Involved.